God asked, and he asks us still now. Numbers 14:27. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. Jesus asked in John 6:59-61. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Therefore many of his disciples, when they heard him, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you?"
Lack our trust.
God brought to mind to Paul to write about the Exodus 32 history in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 8 to 11. Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as examples to you. They were written for our admonition. God compares complaining against him to sexual immorality.
Thank you.
the Lord God's promise, exciting promises for those of us who believe all of His word. From Romans 8, beginning in 28. And we have known that to those loving God, all things work together for good. What then shall we say unto these things? If God is for us, who is against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.